Good evening, everybody. Hello, it is... What day is it today? Always with the date. Wednesday, October 26th, year of our Lord, 2022. It's 8:02 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is Fakeologist speaking, coming to you from the North Shore of Lake Ontario in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We run the Fakeologist Media Empire site. It's a conglomeration of a talk show, a blog, a forums, a Discord server, a Gilded server. It's a full-service fakery, media fakery investigation site. And we're also a call-in show. Not too many people can also say that. You are definitely encouraged to call in. The numbers are on your screen. In the U.S., it's 810-666-1984. And in Canada, 902-400-1984. If you're on Skype, Fakeologist, dial me up. I will talk to you. You can also join the Discord server, fake11.com/discord. Or you can join the Gilded server at fake11.com/gilded. You can talk to me through those applications as well. And they all work together. But tonight we have no guests. I am the guest. We'll go for about an hour. I'm just going to go over a few things. Discuss. You were around earlier, a couple hours ago. I was on the afternoon commute, which I usually start at 5 o'clock now. And I get many, many people on the Discord server. I'm going to show you my Discord server now. If you look at the screen, we're also on fakotube.com. I'm going to bring up my Discord screen here so you can see that. No, that's the Gilded screen. Here we go. This is the Discord screen if you're looking closely. And what do we have on the Discord screen? Well, here we go here. This is the FakeoTube Fakeologist Discord screen. So in this screen, let me just turn off the disco music here. Pretty boppy music, isn't it? I'll just cut it right down. On the Discord screen, you can see we have a new setup thanks to Wild Times. Wild Times helped set this up. Because we went down a week ago and now we're back up. So we have it's a little different. I decided to create an outside inside situation. So when you come to the Discord server at fake11.com/discord, you're going to be put in the waiting room. So when you're in the waiting room, you can see inside the different rooms and the different audio chats. And then the idea is you get verified. You can also get voice verified by test your voice, and that allows you to participate here in the live stream, which is just various people coming together to chat. Today we had a pretty great chat. We had Mism, Truth I Am, Go Find the Others, Graphene Lemming, Wild Times, and Not Sure. Not sure. Who's Not Sure? Not Sure. And we had a guy with letters and symbols. I don't know who that is. That was after I left, but it was a pretty good 2-hour audio chat where just people that like to talk about Fakeology join in. And there's no appointments, you just show up. So definitely check that out. Now I'm also going to show you the Gilded server, which is similar but not the same. So we'll bring that sucker up and show you the Gilded. By the way, we are streaming on YouTube tonight. At the moment, until we get into the minute I decide to talk about something more controversial, then we're going to be off the Gilded or off the YouTube. But this is the Gilded server. It's a knockoff of Discord. I'm not sure if it's quite as popular, but this is our backup server. Now we used to use what's it called, TeamSpeak, but they stopped developing that a long time ago, and people have moved on. So here's the Gilded server. Looks about the same. We have different categories where you can leave stuff. This is like a modern day forum. And of course you can use it on your phone. And it's pretty to look at. It's colorful. And we have them integrated. So if you start talking in the live stream here, you will also be echoing in the Discord chamber. So that's something we just set up. Kind of exciting. So that's going on there. Okay, so that's the Guilded server. Okay, so we've just given you a quick little tour. So we're going to turn that off. And then we're going to shoot over to FakoTube and tell you about FakoTube. FakoTube is my video platform. And I'm going to open up the chat right now. I'm not sure this is accurate. It says nobody. It says one person's watching on FakoTube. I think there's something wrong with that. That's definitely wrong. You know, like everything else.
FakoTube is my
keep on these things. They sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. So let me open up the chat and say hi to the chatters there. And we will say hello to Epic Souls and Jacquois. Hello, guys. Looks like there's only two of yous on FakoTube. But it says there's only one here. So there's something wrong with the watching now. It says 0 and 1. So there's something screwed up with that. But it says many more people are in the room. So many more people are watching on FakoTube, but it says only one person's watching. So there's something screwed up with the live stream. The person that created and continues to add to FakoTube, the script writer, he is constantly tinkering with the software. So he makes changes once or twice a day, and I'm guessing he buggered it up somehow. So that number doesn't look right. I might have to restart it or something. I'm not sure. But he's always fixing it up. Epic Soul says, I just listened to the audio chat with Velocet. Wow, he was highly upset. Yeah, Velocet is in a major personal transition right now. So he hasn't been able to come to the, come help me on the technical side right now. So hopefully he'll be back soon. So Epic Souls is talking about a audio chat. If you go to fakeologist.com and click on podcasts, you will see that we have, oops, what's happening here? Reload that. If you look at the podcast page, if it would load, here it is. So there's the Fakeologist show and there's the Fakeologist audio chats. There's many audio chats where you can go through and listen to some old stuff. So we have tons of content, just tons of content. And of course, we are value for value. If you get any value from the show, then just pay whatever you think it's worth. And I want to thank a recent donor here at fakeologist.com/donate. If I can find it here. Where are we here? Donate. So you can donate here through Stripe, PayPal, Epic Cash. And thank you to a couple Epic Cashers from last night's show. Uncle Vigilante was generous enough to put my Epic Cash Veet wallet on his thumbnail. So you can literally just scan your phone, use your phone to scan the QR code and send as little as 45 cents, which is what Epic Cash goes per one unit. And if you're in the Telegram, they have an Epic Cash tip bot where you can just type tip, I'm a fakeologist, X number of Epic Cash, and it just goes right through from your Epic Cash tip bot wallet. So many different little creative ways to do things. Well, thank you to all the Epic Cash community. It's kind of fun to be in a parallel crypto community. With a fakeologist bent, Uncle Vigilante is also Uncle Odd from the past, and he is really a great fakeologist, fun guy, very serious about many different topics, and we had a fun show last night. So we do have a couple overlapping interests that we integrate into shows. But getting back to those are the Epic Cash donors, and the regular cash donors, it looks like we had a new donor called It Appeared to Bank Sharply. I love that name. And he just signed up, or she just signed up, to be a $9.11 sent a month donor. Thank you so much. And thanks to all these regular monthly donors, Zalflex, Ezza, Daniel, John, Epic Souls, Leah, Pepper, Dirty Benny, Anders, Harvest Moon, Stratman, Waterman, Chris, Go Find the Others, Bing, Jan Van Gump, and Simon L., and all the others on this list here. So thank you guys for donating. Thanks to Dave J. for his seven, or what did he sent $43. I screwed this up. He sent $43, which adds up to seven code. So thank you. Thank you to a couple people that sprung a couple of flat payments to me as I was looking into maybe creating another platform. We're still thinking about it. We're still looking into it. So thank you guys for the one-time donations. I really appreciate that. Thanks to all these donors. Really, really appreciated that. The main amount of money goes to FakoTube, of course. FakoTube does cost me a pretty penny. So thanks to everybody for donating to FakoTube. I have put a lot of effort into FakoTube, and it constantly gets updated, and that's where bandwidth is the big thing. Now, don't forget, if you want to chat with me tonight, I'll be on for till 9 o'clock, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984, and we're going to go through a couple of posts right now, and I was going to go through Les Luthor, who I really enjoy. He is an illusion warfare expert. He has a Patreon. He just recently canceled accepting money, which is strange. But he has some fantastic, fantastic stuff on here. And looks like he put something, the illusion warfare report. What's this all about? Let's look at this. I don't think I watched this. He said this is a war like no other. Well, maybe it was a war like others at the beginning. But he says this one is definitely full of illusion and misrepresentation. Oh, what is this, a promo? So he calls this an illusion op, an ill op. A well-planned, staged, fully immersive, live-action events targeting the physical senses, sight, sound, touch, smell, pain, balance, temperature, aimed at the easily fooled masses who are unknowingly participating in the performance, fully convinced it's... to wait till the next screen comes up. Fully convinced, he calls it the double cross system, a single source system that puppeteers and controls all sides and all angles, social media, news, military, espionage, intelligence, entertainment, advertising, etc., while simultaneously engineering endless illusions, convincing the unbeknownst participants and parties that they are genuinely at war with one another. Wait till the next screen here. The Ghost Army. Highly skilled, using the highest of high technologies. These are the ground force operatives of the Hidden Hand. They are masters of deception, disguise, and theatricality. The Ghost Army are the stagehands of world stage theater. Oops. Well, now I'm too slow. And they move through the shadows, executing illusion ops throughout the Matrix. Note, the appearance of the Ghost Army soldier is unknown. Their vehicles and weaponry would... I can't read this. Would... rats. Let me just go back. There would hold on a sec. Hello. Would something would look like science fiction? So that's interesting. So the guys that are setting up these props that are running around, creating these scenes, he calls them the Ghost Army. Now this is interesting. This is a really interesting concept. He calls chicken feed somewhat true, but completely useless information. Chicken feed is used in the double cross system to keep all the players busy investigating information that is pointless with no meaning. But because this useless information checks out with the coinciding illusion operation and can be confirmed, the players feel validated with whatever false crusade illusion they are participating within. Chicken feed is used on all, from armchair keyboard warriors to politicians, YouTubers, military generals, intelligence services, etc. Interesting. Basically to keep you busy. So this is Les Luthor on Twitter. I'm going to put a link to this guy's Twitter channel. It's really good. And I learned of him, I believe, through Human Vibration. And I'm getting Human Vibration's podcast partner to come on the show on Sunday at 2 p.m. I'm going to add this post here to today's show notes. This will be show note number one. And it will be the Twitter address for Les Luthor. So I'm going to add this now. Right here. So this will be show note number one, I think. Hopefully that'll show up. Just see what else we got here. So that is Les Luthor. I'm going to read a little bit more. So here we go. We're going to move down now. No names, just numbers like 33. So here's a picture with a 33 in it, of course. So many graves of unknown people. Mariupol, Ukraine is just another World War hoax illusion operation site. So he just reposted that, and this comes from a so-called reporter named Dmitry at War Translated, who, 200,000 followers on Twitter. Wow. So he is the founder of a project concerned with translating materials from the war in Ukraine. Interesting. Maybe I should follow him. Okay. Here we go here. What's next? Throw Tulsi Gabbard and Candace Owen in there. Avengers Justice League of American team to the rescue. We've got all the hand sign. The new holy trinity of the internet. We've got Elon Musk. We've got Ye. And we've got the Trumpster. All showing the 666 or the one eye symbolism. So they're all sort of on the same team. Three advertisers know the game. Okay. So what is he showing us? He's showing us a Renault car company commercial. And if we blow this up, we see the upside down falling man. If you look at it, or the hanged man. So you take that's the hangman card, and if you turn the commercials upside down, you can see the same old symbolism. So he's big on showing symbolism. That's interesting. Okay. Anyone wants to ride along and call in tonight, you can. Otherwise, we'll just keep going. Here we got here. Next tweet. Always oil depots. Why? They burn the brightest and the longest. Plus, they are on secured land away from the public, keeping them safe. Theatricality creating the illusions of war. So again, he's showing this one, this tweet. Who's this guy? This is another massive live UA map. That's another huge Twitter Twitter account with 342,000 followers. So we'll follow that too. So he's just showing how oil depot or train with fuel is on fire in Shakhtarsk, east of Donetsk. And it's more theater of war, as he's showing here. Okay. What do we got next? He's retweeting himself. The Art of Illusion Warfare. Sun Tzu said, attack by fire. There is a season for making a fire. There are days for lighting a flame. And translated, Les Luthor says, fire and smoke can be seen for miles around. Fire can be digitally exaggerated. Fire creates the illusion of war. Okay, that's pretty cool. So that's why we see all these burning buildings. We see the burning bridge, which may or may not have been lit on fire. It's certainly no damage. This may have been more of a movie prop scene. Interesting how you get this very brief back and forth video. It says it's a massive explosion, but then a day or two later it opened back up. So if it was a massive explosion, well, all fireworks obviously didn't damage the bridge. Okay, so we'll go back to Les Luthor. This is really good stuff. I wanted to go through this earlier on my own, but it got tied up. Whatever the media claims, divide its scare factor by 10, and whatever's left, you still got to take with a pinch of salt. He's saying if they have big numbers, just divide them by 10 to get the truth. Next, the British Intelligence Service's double-cross system, used in World War II to control puppeteer Nazi spies, is the same method used today on politicians, celebrities, and most importantly, social media influencers. The double cross uses narcissistic misfits who are motivated by greed and attention. Okay, so we've got those social media influencers that are busy trying to tell you what's going on. Okay, next. Okay, here's something he's quoting from Matt Taibbi, who said, if for some reason you didn't vaccinate and you made it through this, all power to you. You shouldn't be excluded from society for doing that. And then Les said, Jacob's Ladder, quote, if you're frightened of dying and you're holding on, you'll see devils tearing your life away. If you made your peace, then the devils are really angels freeing you from the earth. Okay. Les Luthor, next tweet is, if you are really going to give Twitter a date of birth to view my tweets, at least give them a fake one. He puts 3/3/33. I use 9/11/33 myself. World War II, the early days. The British called it the Boer War, as in it was so boring. The Americans called it the Phony War, as it was so phony. The Germans called it the Armchair War, or Sitzkrieg, a parody of Blitzkrieg, as all the militaries were sitting around doing nothing. Lords, and then he also tweeted, the diagnosis. It's where they put an idea into your head and you start believing. Yeah, that's if you're diagnosed with a disease. Yeah, be very careful not to convince yourself of the negative. Okay, Christopher Nolan, the Time Lord and Kubrick of our generation, explains his film Memento. Oh, I watched Memento. That just wrecked my brain. I could not figure that one out at all. In my opinion, he's explaining the mechanics of subjective time and reality. Imagine, if you can, World War One, Two, and Three being the same event and same start-end play of the film, with the now being the curve. Wow, this is heavy stuff. Let's see what he's talking about here. Black and white.
That gap is unspecified. The lead character, because of his particular condition, which is black and white, that gap is unspecified. The lead character, because of his particular condition, he can never know how long that's been. He's cut loose in time, effectively. So we never wanted to specify for the audience. We imply a length of time to it, because it's the time in which he's had these tattoos put on, he's been living this life, and so forth. So that gap, to me, is where the most interesting ambiguity of the film is at the end. You know, we never wanted to step fully outside his head and, you know, specify too many of these things in terms of an objective reality. Because to me, one of the interesting things about the film and what we were trying to do is essentially present a...
And DB User, hello DB User, welcome. Your DB User saying, in case anyone hasn't seen Memento, it's about a man with no short-term memory. Yes, I remember that. I had a hard time following that movie. And then you make a little joke. Actually, that reminds me of another movie, Memento. That's funny, DB User. Thank you. Yeah, that's going to be you're going to be in an endless loop, DB User, with your jokes. That one is about a man who loses his short-term memory. Very funny. And Dirty Benny says, great that you're getting Rambo on. Yeah, it'll be good. Thank you, Dirty Benny. Those guys, you guys are in the D Live chat. And here is the FakoTube chat. And no one is in there. Let's continue on. This is really interesting stuff. This is, to me, it's interesting. I might have to rewatch Memento.
An idea of the tension between our subjective view of the world, the subjective way in which we have to experience life, and then our faith in an objective reality beyond that. And most movies present a quite comfortable universe where we're given an objective truth that we don't get in everyday life. That's one of the reasons we go to the movies. This film, we didn't want to do that. We didn't want to step outside his head. We wanted to present the audience with that problem effectively and say he can't ever get outside his head and recognize what the objective truth is. So I think the audience at the end of the film is left to make certain of the same judgments that he is. They're invited to believe or disbelieve certain elements of what is supposed to have happened in his life, much as he is. And I think the way that we try and focus on this end of the film and making that as extreme as possible is by taking this subjective view and this objective view and effectively having them meet at the end, so that what we achieve is still subjective but with enough objective information built into it that we start to question the point of view that we've been given for the whole film. So that's about it.
I barely know who Christopher Nolan is. I'm not a big movie buff, but that's pretty interesting. Les Luthor is a really sharp guy, and he can probably understand this thing. And not too many people are really describing the war as Les Luthor is. That's why I just find this way of thinking so powerful and so interesting. But he is a really, really interesting guy. I hope to have him back on. I invited him back on because last time we had technical trouble and we wasted much time. But maybe he'll come back on later. Les Luthor here says, regarding World War 33, that's what he calls it, people ask me, what's the point of it all? And he says, it's distraction and cover for the Matrix changing the overarching main reality theme. A change of the projector reel, metaphorically speaking. Yeah, they're changing the financial system, guys, in case you wanted to know what was happening. The whole financial system is going to be upended. And they're trying to bring in the CBDC. Never before has this occurred. So this is what's happening. It's going to be very interesting if they can pull it off. I personally don't think that they're going to be able to easily, but I don't know. But that's why you're all being distracted with pandemics and wars. You don't have time to think about your wallet. Here we go. Here, you often hear about people who are living a healthy, normal existence, dying immediately after finding out they have a tumor or cancer that they unknowingly had lived with fine their whole entire adult life. And this is a little graphic. World's dirtiest man dies shortly after taking first bath in decades. So I guess that's to imply maybe that the dirt was holding him together, but maybe he didn't know in his mind that he was dirty, so it didn't bother him. So yeah, you can really, your brain is so powerful in your perception, and I think that's the idea here. So if you are told you're going to get sick, then you can make yourself sick with your own mind. Super powerful. Okay. Another one, Les Luthor. You should get yours too for real. He's talking about Joe Biden should get his real, get a real vaccine. Because everything the fictional character Biden does is not real. And that's sort of a takeoff on Biden saying, got my annual updated shot today. You should get yours too, for real. That's another Bidenism. Still pumping the vaccines. 2.5 years later, and I'm sure most Americans are completely fatigued. And most stopped at two. But they're just, Biden is such a cartoon character. They have him trotting it out. And that reminds me, if you guys want to watch endless Joe Biden gaffes, just go to YouTube and John Talks. Oh, this guy's so good. He does a million zillion videos all the time. Right now, he is spending lots of time on John Fetterman, who allegedly is brain damaged and is running for Senate in Pennsylvania. Pretty sad. So he doesn't have a latest on the Biden. I guess we'll play. Let's play this one vaccine with the Biden man.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over.
This is a global health emergency. If you really want to put COVID behind
us, his eyes are barely open.
To keep up the fight together.
John Talks, fantastic YouTube channel. He got suspended for a week, too. Okay, let's get back. Should we do a little more Les Luthor? Anyone want to do a little more Les Luthor? We'll just maybe a couple more. I've got about 20 more minutes left. Here we go. Let's see here. The Charge of the Light Brigade. So these men survived the military blunder of a cavalry charge through the Valley of Death straight into Russian cannons. Then those that survived pose for a picture afterwards. It's kind of unbelievable. It's all fiction. There you go. Yeah, it does, they're not even dirty. So, yeah, it's kind of funny. More illusion warfare. Here we go. Remember, NPCs have no internal dialogue, meaning no internal world. They consider us sentient beings mentally ill. Proceed with caution. Interesting. That's sort of a, he's talking about another tweet where an NPC says, I just found out my husband hears his voice narrating his thoughts in his head. Yeah, some of us are thinking all the time. They are rapidly removing all the Soviet monuments across Europe. There's a tone of new crystal clear World War II footage appearing online. Who controls the past controls the future. I feel the time loop Westworld Park reality we live in starts ends with a World War cover story. A Westworld is a pretty important TV series that talks about the simulation. Okay, What do we got here? I never forget seeing Internet Tough Guy in the comments of all YouTube videos back in the day pop up and say, I blame the blacks and the Jews. That must have been a very basic AI bot program planting seeds leading up to this. Black Cube socially engineering the NPCs. And I think he's referring to the Kanye controversy where he says the Jews control everything. What else we got here? Here's my guess. The Hidden Hand was going to stage something big in Kherson on the 22nd of October, but to many local residents refused to participate, which is the only way to stop the play. Remember, the Hidden Hand does not and cannot kill the innocent. So he's talking about a story about a dirty bomb that was supposedly going to drop in Kyiv. And so that's a story that's going around that there's going to be a dirty bomb somewhere, dropped somewhere in the world to scare everybody. Okay, so that's enough. This is Les Luther, show note number one. Check his stuff. Really great stuff. Oh, here's something. The war started on 22-2-2022. So 2-2-2-2-0-2-2-2. And he says here, the fear propaganda programming campaign for the war started on 2-2-2022, the 33rd day of the year. He said 333 days after that would be New Year's Eve. Interesting. So he's just running some numbers saying, well, maybe something will happen on New Year's Eve regarding the movie of the Ukrainian war. Really interesting. Yeah, they do love their numbers. All right, let us go to, yeah, it is good. Les Luther, really. I know, Dirty Benny, it's good stuff, isn't it? Highly recommend that you look at his Twitter thread. I try and make it a point of going there every day when I can remember. Okay, let us go to Fakeologist blog. A lot of people don't realize that I have a blog. It's really interesting. I've got this multimedia website / system that I have. For instance, I have many people that love the Discord. That's why I have a Discord. I've got Wild Times now. Has stepped up to help run the Discord because it's really completely separate from the website and it's hard to keep the Discordians talking about Fakeology. They don't really feed a lot of good stuff to me, but they like to talk about some of the things I like to talk about. So I do host that. That's my audio chat. But most of them don't even know I have a blog, which is how the whole thing started. Which I find really fascinating. And even though I tell them about the blog, they don't even come over. So we do have a blog, and this is where I put my daily thoughts. Now, a lot of the times my daily thoughts come from audios, which I clip and I put on FakeoTube. So because FakeoTube itself has its own audience, I don't get a lot of crossover from the blog, FakeoTube, to the blog. Now, I have all the links up here. So you can go to the main website, the forums, the Discord, the Twitter, the Donate, the mobile apps, download all the videos. But a lot of people don't click these links either. It's really interesting how the crossover just doesn't happen, which is too bad. What I do is I take a clip from FakeoTube and put it on the blog because the blog has a large email list. A lot of people like getting the blog post by email. So that list is always growing, which is interesting. But if you sign up at FakeoTube, you'll get an email when I put up a new video. Now, one of the shows that's a regular is still IPS. I invited IPS on tonight, but That was just at the last minute, so I don't think he's going to come on tonight. All right. So I do listen to a lot of his stuff, and he's talking about on yesterday's show about reality show court cases. And we had the OJ, which is the one that started them all out for this latest generation. The OJ trial, yeah, that was a fake show trial for, made for TV. And then, of course, recently we had the Amber Heard one. We had the, I think, the Wisconsin shooting thingy. And anyway, we're talking about, we'll just have a listen to this and it'll come back to me.
It was pretty big with that Johnny Depp thing. I think with Kanye West, we're seeing some of the same. I've been waiting for Kanye West to go full on OJ. But anyway, they're setting the stage where I think...
Now, Tim doesn't normally talk this fast, but I do play his audios back fast. So have a listen.
There's a bigger picture here. They're destroying the concept of our legal justice system in front of our eyes. And I have this article from Miles Mathis, who makes this very interesting point here. Now, Miles Mathis does a lot of breakdowns on these fake and staged events. And I have his article on the OJ Simpson event, which he wrote in 2016. MilesMathis.com, MilesWMathis.com. You can find all of his articles. And his article here is called "The O.J. Simpson Trial Was Faked, as Were the Murders." Now, here are a couple of paragraphs that I pulled from this that make my point here about what we're seeing with these other trials and so many of these fake events, like Parkland, where you have these public trials, or even Derek Chauvin. This is, again, Miles Mathis, quote, "This whole trial was faked, including the hearing, and we have to wonder if the ruling can stand as precedent for future decisions. Do fake trials count in the law books? I suppose they must, which means the Simpson trial was not only dangerous for itself, a piece of propaganda, but it was dangerous as a legal precedent. This may have been one of the more premeditated plans behind the hoax. Beyond creating racial tension, diverting attention from real news, it looks like the trial is helping to destroy the Constitution. These fake trials set the precedent like real trials, but because they're presided over by Hollywood judges, all law and logic can be ignored. These manufactured judges can insert whatever they like into your future law books. It would be like legal precedent being decided by episodes of Perry Mason. Your Honor, I would like to cite Perry Mason, Year 2, Episode 12. And that's from Miles Mathis, and that's his comment about the significance of these fake trials. And, you know, this got me thinking about these various shooting events. I've always described it as Scooby-Doo justice. Like, the public is being conditioned to think that the media can judge, they can investigate, judge, and tell you the whole story in 30 minutes. They're like, okay, we've determined that this is the killer. Here is his manifesto. And now he's going to go get executed for this. And these people here who manufactured the gun, yeah, they're going to pay. Like, they give you the whole thing very fast. And I'm like, wait, where's the presumption of innocence? If the media starts off reporting that that's the killer, that's the shooter, well, he hasn't had trial yet. It's one of these things where they skip due process and the public gets accustomed to what is tantamount to a lynch mob. Mob justice. And the media, of course, leads it. And the rapidity of it, the quickness through which they drag the public through it, nobody has time to question any of the details, and that's what they want. And, of course, you question the details, and we all know what happens. In that same article, Miles Mathis makes a mention of Capricorn 1 because it stars O.J.
Now, I've looked into Capricorn 1, but this is a real... It's hard to understand. Why would NASA participate in the moving of the making of Capricorn 1 or actually have everything to do with it? Why would they do that? And that's so they can control the narrative, because they want to make people think that there is no way that NASA would hoax the moon landing, and they show why. Because the end of the movie makes it seem like if they would have faked it, they would have never got away with it. So that's why they present the idea that faking it is just not possible. It's like a double bluff. That's the way I look at it. So a little hard to wrap your head around it, the concept, but this is what Tim is saying.
Simpson, and this is an interesting point. He says, quote, "Why did NASA cooperate with Capricorn 1? Damage control. The movie was conceived of and promoted by the government itself. They weren't confirming the moon landing was a hoax. They were taking an idea which they knew was already in the head of the nation, and they were turning it subtly away from its target. They were planting this idea in the heads of those watching the film. Now, this is, again, the idea here is that they're showing it as a form of misdirection, but here's the key point. At the end of Capricorn 1, the hoax is exposed. That's the crucial element of the film, not the hoax itself. And I think this is the point he's making here is the same thing with Jussie Smollett. I think the Jussie Smollett event was staged in order to be exposed. And they wanted to do this that way. The public, who's already been accustomed to fake hate crimes, fake events, they're being, well, psyops are being exposed. The public is being exposed to the idea that the government could fake things and the media would work with them to do this. Well, then they bring out Jussie Smollett, which sends the message that, you know, if somebody tries to get one over us, we are going to expose them. And again, this is all just part of his role.
A little tricky to get your head around, but it's, I think he's completely right. So if you want to listen to the rest of this podcast, you can click on the video, and that brings you here. And then you can click on the description. And here is the video. Here's the link right here. So you click on this, and this brings up today's the show that it originated on. And actually, I'm going to start posting Tim Osmond's videos probably, because he hosts them on Odyssey. And let's just see here, Odyssey and Infinite Plane Radio. So this is it here. So here's his Odyssey. And he does a really good job of
must be confident that our viewers
putting the graphics up here
about this strange coincidence or a number of
it's actually his video is very fuzzy
planting this idea in the heads of those watching the film. Now this is again the idea here is that they're showing it as a form of misdirection, but label no longer part of Def Jam.
So Tim Osmond, he reads the news almost every day
behind the Republicans at this time.
So highly recommend his work, as always. And he is posting his stuff on Odyssey now. Odyssey seems to really be gathering steam as a reliable alternative to YouTube. But I wouldn't trust it in the end. So that's why we have FakoTube. And thank you to all the generous people to sponsor FakoTube. Not Shock says, I forgot about the blog. I'll check it out. Thank you, sir. And Dar says, nah, you don't. Dar, you think that the OJ trial was real. Well, good. That was the whole point. They caught you. If you think it was real, then they've done their job for sure. For sure, for sure. Okay, so moving on. You got to watch this Eyes is Watching podcast on Rumble. The guy's name is Steve, and he really does a fantastic vodcast or vlog. I'll play a bit of it. He does not get the views he deserves. Only 672 views for the effort he puts into his vlogs. An hour and a half video. Can you imagine if I actually coordinated my show with
ladies
with videos?
And gentlemen, this is Steve Eyes. You're on the Eyes is Watching channel, October 21st, 2022.
And he special has great sound,
people,
great mic.
It is my born day, my B-day. I'm turning spirit.
But he really does a great
saying
job
things
of
like,
breaking
what are
it down. He's
do
talking about transhumanism.
System and have it up, always some truth to it. Think about how wild it is that at the same time they're discussing what to do with all these useless eaters, they came out vaccine manufacturing technologies to support.
He does a really good job.
This is
he shows the
reality we're going to start
videos he's watching. He shows the text on the screen.
Count in the world.
I
know
really
how
good.
The algorithm works now. It's like they'll spam all the news feeds with this kind of rhetoric before they justify bringing the mask mandates back, because the algorithm here knows what I want to see, right? I don't want to see that pro-mask, pro-vax BS, but they're flooding mind of a non-existent particle.
Anyway,
You are not.
That is Eyes is Watching. I still watch that. Highly recommend it. And he publishes once a week. And he also takes Patreon. So definitely go to his stuff and check it out. Okay, let's go back to the blog. So we got more audio chats, lots of audio chats. We're up to 1,182 or so. I got to put two more up tonight after the show. That's why I'm going to end it at 9 in a few minutes. And we got the Uncle Vigilante show that was really well done. I enjoy doing that with Uncle Vigilante. This is a really good clip on how the doctors and the medical system were captured by Dr. Meryl Nass, who has lost her license. Let me play a bit of this. This was good.
Okay, so you're asking me a really large question, which is basically what's going on in the world right now. And one of the mechanics through which it can happen is the suppression of doctors, right? If you're going to try to basically take over the world using pandemics as a guise to do so, because we have emergency laws that can be pulled into play and they can supersede our normal law and order. If you can designate a medical emergency, you know, that is, medical emergencies are therefore the ideal means for people who want more power, control, money, et cetera, more surveillance. Okay, so in order to do that, you need to gain control of the entire medical establishment. Now, you know, what we already knew is that the kinds of personalities who go into these organizations, these nonprofit organizations like the American Board of Internal Medicine, the AMA, the Federation of State Medical Boards, if you get to the top of that organization, you earn about $1 million a year. If you get to the top of the AMA, you're getting about $3 million a year. Most doctors don't get that kind of money. And how do they get it? They get it by essentially offering their services to pharmaceutical companies or other companies or foundations for services. And so the Federation of State Medical Boards is a nonprofit. It can be sued. And the chairman of my medical board, who slept through half the meeting yesterday, half the hearing, she ran for and won to become a member of the Board of Trustees of the Federation of State Medical Boards.
Interesting.
Okay. And they presumably have a contract to push out this business about misinformation and speaking negatively about vaccines in public. So they, since last summer a year ago, they have been telling their members of boards that it's their responsibility to go after doctors who use ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, you know, say anything negative about vaccines, spread misinformation. And two nonprofit organizations have sprung up. The question is, who paid for this? One of them is called No License for Disinformation. And its sole purpose is to take away the licenses of doctors like you and me who are trying to tell the truth and treat patients for COVID.
Wow.
Look, there's been a lot of money, a lot of thought, a lot of time put into this. I think it cost many billions of dollars to put all the right chess pieces in place. The person who was the head of the AMA last year, making his money as president, is a GP from South Carolina named Harmon. He was involved in pushing the anthrax vaccine mandates 20 years ago. So, you see, we know who he is. We know what he made general in the National Guard as a flight surgeon, not as a pilot. You know, he made general.
All right. So that is a pretty good clip that just shows how the money controls the doctors, it controls the medical agencies. It's pretty cool. And again, you can go to FACOTube.com to see or listen to the rest of that audio. I have links. So this links you back to FACOTube. When you go to FACOTube, in the description, you will find the rest of that show if you think it's interesting. I thought it was interesting. Tim Osman also found another good NASA fakery site called Flat World. Yeah, I know. They always tie in the Flat Earth guys with the NASA spoofing. So we'll watch a bit of this.
So can you see hurricanes from space? Yes, you can. In fact, as we've been talking up here, you can see the whole hurricane, and that's pretty neat to be able to see it. You can see the eye and how it's forming. But one of the things that's interesting about up here, when you see that whole...
These guys are still faking it. It's just so boring.
...hurricane, you're pretty amazed, and you start taking pictures and all of that of it, but then you forget...
Yeah, you forget that you're actually not in a weightless environment. You're actually in a TV studio.
because you've just dropped the ball, giving the game away, showing definite direction, up and a down, proving that you're not in a weightless environment. If that wasn't bad enough, me old mate, you doing that has exposed your Astro Dame colleagues here for the frauds that they are. Their natural reaction was to grab or try and catch the ball. But of course, them forgetting for a split second, they're all on harnesses. They can't go anywhere. Our mate had the best effort far left. He got about 2 feet away and realised he can't go any further because his harness had kicked in. And the girl in the middle stopped the other two from entertaining the pantomime because she knew. What a terrible day at the pantomime stage. Let's see it again. The globe destroying the International Space Station itself and highlighting a bunch of clowns on harnesses. We love it.
I love it. Clowns on harnesses.
So can you see hurricanes from space? Yes, you can. In fact, as we've been talking up here, you can see the whole hurricane, and that's pretty neat to be able to see it. You can see the eye and how it's forming. But one of the things that's interesting about up here, when you see that whole hurricane, you're pretty amazed, and you start taking...
Oops. Look at Victor's face there, seeing that drop. Look at him. Look at the faces here. Oops.
Pictures and all of that of it.
Look at our mate far left. He's like, I'll be the hero here. But he doesn't realize, boing, he's got to go back now. He's reached the limit of his harness. Boing.
But then you forget that there are...
So not only here is the...
Yeah, does anyone believe in space fakery?
Space station.
So this is another really interesting guy. Let's see if I follow him. And the Flat Earth Zone, he is on... he got a lot of views on this. He got a lot of views on this, and he also is on TikTok, I guess. So that's pretty good. So he's the Flat Earth Zone. I'm following him. Liars on Wires. He has all these funny clips here. We'll watch a bit of this. Left the guy's green screen grid behind. That's funny. Ooh, the harness. Right here, look at that. Whoa. I like that one. I actually kind of like the music. I'm going to have to save this one. That one's going on the FakoTube, guys. This is how we do it. Liars on Wires. We're going to bring that one into the FakoTube realm. NASA fakery. They're so bad at it, but it's funny. Wow, he's really busy. The never ending NASA clown show. What do we got here?
Practice makes perfect. Give me another
it's
week.
It's as simple as using a zero-G plane and strapping a harness to their belt. Then, just like Batman movies, they remove the wires using a computer. At times, the manipulation reveals itself. Green screen and blue screen technology cannot always be flawless. How can you keep denying this trickery? Here we see Europe's Space Agency at NASA's studios using a blue screen with grids. This technology has been used for decades. It works best for 3D and live manipulation. It's funny. Once NASA was caught red-handed, they produced a couple of senseless videos 8 months later, trying to pretend like they always use them for science experiments. Knowing damn well it was too late. Why do clowns defend them?
There is no chance you could remove the background.
These people lie to your face in the hope that you will not do your own research. NASA knows that most are too lazy to dig through its massive rabbit hole. Yet, in the meantime, they just love to rub it in your face. $52 million per day from American taxpayers just to create a fantasy display of men orbiting their spinning pear-shaped space testicle Earth. Their green screens are awesome.
Space testicle.
When they are live and something glitches, their reactions are always priceless. I'm not sure why you globeheads keep defending all of this. Are you waiting on NASA to finally come forward?
Anyway, lots of good stuff, actually. That's a pretty damn good channel, the Flat Earth Zone, and looks like he grabs quite a few TikTok. I'm not on TikTok. I don't know what about you guys, but TikTok is definitely the place to be to find current videos. So this is a pretty good channel here. Thanks to Tim Osmond who found this, and he probably got this from his Discord think tank. He's a pretty good think tank going on there. That is Tim Osmond. Okay, what else we got? Let's see. Hello, Tunax in the chat as well. Thank you, Tunax, for your donations. ABZ. Who's ABZ? It was Eric Dubé who was talking there. ABZ, who was on the show, who talked about the cables on the bottom of the ocean. Story broke a couple of days ago saying they were cut. Ab, who was on the show? Okay. I'm not sure. Ocean cables carried all info and Starlink was fake. Yeah, I don't remember that right off the top of my head. I heard that story too. Okay. Well, that's about it. We've been going about an hour. Tomorrow is Died Suddenly with Tiago. We're going to do another call-in show. Last week, the call-in show on the Died Suddenly Network was shut down 3 times. I've left this streaming on YouTube tonight. Should I chance leaving this on YouTube? I don't think I've talked about anything really all that negative, have I? Now I don't remember what I talked about, but maybe I'll leave it up. Maybe I'll leave tonight's show up on YouTube. By the way, this is a search engine I use called Presearch. It is not Google, which is the main reason I use it. It's a Canadian competitor that's trying to get off the ground. So presearch.com. So check that out. And what else? So Thursday, we're going to do Died Suddenly. Hopefully, Tiago will be able to stream to his through his name on his channel, but I don't know if it's going to make much difference whether the stream will stay up. We'll give it a whirl. We had a few phone calls last week that were interesting, talking about the Died Suddenly people that were affected by what's going on health-wise in a negative way. All right, so tonight I'm going to finish doing the afternoon commute. Lots of audio for you. And don't forget, this is value for value. So if you value what we're playing here, what we're doing, please consider donating and helping with the Discord and with the PecoTube. Tomorrow is Thursday. Died Suddenly, and then we go into the audio chat weekend. We have tens of hours that go on the weekend, and it's not just me yammering on, it's many other interesting people. So make sure that you tune in for that and get on board and participate. Okay, that's it for tonight. Thanks for joining, and talk to you next time.